Okay, so my first scene is from this thing I've been writing called What If Allison Fell? And it's like a darker twist on Alice in Wonderland. And this features Bree as the Alice character, Allison, and Buckus Bryson as the caterpillar character named Cat. And this cat is like a, just like a dude with that lost his legs. And he deals in like information as currency. That's what's going on in this scene. Alright. So take it away, Bree and Bogus Bryson.
Who are you?
I'm not sure I know anymore.
What is that supposed to mean? I demand that you explain yourself at once.
I can't explain myself, because I'm not myself. Do you see?
No, I don't see.
I'm afraid I can't really put it any more clearly than that. If you'd had the day I've had so far, you'd be confused too.
Not even a little bit.
How would you know?
I would know, and I would not feel weird and or confused.
Well, I do.
You! Who are you?
Maybe you should tell me who you are first!
Why?
Fuck this, I'm leaving!
Wait, I have something really important to tell you.
What?
Don't be so quick to lose your temper.
Is that it?
No, that's not it. Now, can you please wheel me over there to get some cigarettes?
Wheel you?
Hello? I don't have any legs in case you haven't noticed.
I hadn't, actually.
Well, whatever, I'm sure. Don't pretend you haven't noticed, Allison.
How do you know my name?
I deal in information. It's the only reliable currency anymore. We're in a recession, you know.
Can you tell me where I am? Why am I here?
I could, but I'm not gonna.
Please? It's very important that I get back home as soon as possible.
Perhaps we can make a little trade?
A trade?
Give me your legs, and I'll give you the info.
How am I supposed to do that?
Simple. Chop them off and hand them to me.
No!
Come on, it's not like I need them gift-wrapped. I don't need a fancy little bow.
You cannot have my legs! That's ridiculous!
Then how about some answers?
Perhaps.
Who's been following you?
You mean... you saw him?
I see a lot of things.
I hadn't seen him in years. But since I arrived in this place, I see him under the corner of my eye.
Who is it?
It's kind of a long story.
Well, I'm kinda not going anywhere. In case you haven't noticed, I ain't got any legs.
When I was younger, about 5 or 6, I would be woken up at night. I would inexplicably wake up at the same time, 4:28 a.m. Once. Sometimes twice a week.
What's a 5-year-old got to be an insomniac about? Worried that there will be a crayon shortage?
No! Please let me finish! I've never told anyone this before.
Go ahead.
I would open my eyes, and he would be standing there. The jester.
The jester?
He never spoke, but he would do this sort of pantomime. He wore a jester's outfit, and one of those plague masks. You know the kind, right?
The huge beak-looking things? He'd fit right in here.
He wouldn't speak, like I said, but I instinctively knew he was communicating to me. He moved around my bedroom in fluid motions. He was nice at first. I asked who he was, and he would only communicate that he was Santa Claus. That was all he would say on the subject.
Fat guy? Beard?
No. No, but I didn't know any better at the time. After a few months, he changed. He didn't seem so friendly anymore. Have you ever just felt like you were in danger? You just knew that you were?
Yeah, right before I lost my freaking legs. When the crazy guy with the chainsaw was coming at me, I thought, hey, I feel like I'm in danger.
I'm sorry.
No, keep going.
I would feel in danger, like someone was watching me. No matter where I was, I never felt alone. Then one night, I woke up and he was there. He started yanking on my hair. He was trying to rip it out. I kicked out and he released, backing up against the wall. He just stared at me for a minute, stepped back into the shadows, and I didn't see him again for a long time.
You just have to rub it in, don't you? With your fancy kicking and your fancy legs. Oh, la-dee-da, I'm so fancy with my legs.
No, I didn't mean to.
You leggers think you have it all figured out, don't you?
I'm willing to share the rest of my story if you want it.
I can't see that it would be worth anything to anyone.
Okay, then. I'll be on my way.
Wait. Maybe you could finish it, just in case.
My friend and I were driving home from a party one night, and we saw this little girl walking along the road. She looked like she was about 10. Dress, blonde hair, alone, nighttime. She was sort of limping along. We started to pass her and then stopped. What if she was lost and hurt?
Well, then that's her own fault, isn't it?
She was a little girl.
Go on.
As soon as we stopped, she suddenly grew about a foot. Something wasn't right about her. And that mask, it was Jester. He yanked off the blonde wig, stood fully upright, and started screaming at us, demanding that we got out of the car. Then with full speed, he started running towards the vehicle.
This Jester's a crafty fellow, isn't he?
We took off at full speed, and I haven't seen him again until today.
What? That's it? No great and epic battle of good versus evil? This is a horrible fairy tale.
It's not a fairy tale. It's real.
Here's the problem. If you don't even know where you are, then how would he?
I don't know. I don't understand it either. But I keep seeing glimpses of him out of the corner of my eye. I need to speak to the police.
The what?
The police.
Where are you from again? Portugal? I have no idea what language you're speaking.
You don't have police here?
Are you saying please?
Police!
Please what?
Who keeps law and order around here?
Order? Ha! If you want to know who keeps things the way they are, that would be the queen.
Again with this queen!
She performs every night. You should stop in.
I hope to be long gone by then.
You won't be.
A girl can dream.
A girl can have nightmares.
All right. You play Allison in the legit production.
Yeah.
What did you like?
No.
Did you like Bogus?
No.
Did you like Bree?
Okay. You know what? I had a problem with Bree, but in the same way that I had a problem with shit.
Monty?
What was her name? Huh?
Monty.
Not Monty. No. What was her name? She also played Allison.
And Elisa?
No.
Snowfender?
No.
Bleach?
Was very mopey.
Mochan?
No.
Mopey?
Mopey. Sad, crying, just like... And she was...
Oh,
was
oh,
so
I know who you're talking about.
You had a...
Her,
She was the one with the sexy voice?
What's her name?
Why can't we remember this? You know who I'm talking about, but yeah, that's the problem I have with her. And they're
it's
both
bother me now.
Well, we'll remember it eventually. They're both anime-oriented actresses, and they both like went really whiny and stereotypical protagonist with it.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. It doesn't work for Allison. She sounds just way too fragile. I don't know. And then like In juxtaposition to that, Bryson, you were doing this voice where you were talking exactly the same every single line because you were doing this weird, shitty voice and you sounded deadpan.
Wow.
And Bree was like over the top and it just, this totally didn't work.
She didn't like it, in other words.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Shudo was the girl, by the way.
Shudo! That's her name!
Okay, so Bogus, all three of his takes sounded almost identical. So, like, Bogus, you need to, like, I'm sure it sounds different to you, but it's not different. They all three sounded exactly the same, so you should run them by somebody else. The voice you were using was a horrible choice. It sounded like a teenager putting on a voice. That voice is not so good yet. I've heard better voices from you. You could, you could have gotten a lot broader with a lot of the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bree did like 10 takes of each line. Under the rules, I can only use the first three, which I did. But some of her takes would be like a partial line and then like two versions of the second part of the line. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Which I couldn't use either because I don't edit line. I don't edit takes. So it left me with like one option sometimes. However, all three of her takes, even if it was just like one word, were done completely differently. Inexplicably, you read wrong every single take I heard. It's you'd like inexplicitly... Every single time.
Right.
I don't think that this mixing did your read on the story you told justice, because I had a lot of different takes I could have used, but the lead-in line I used sort of set the tone for the story, so I used a more subdued take, and also, had you not done 10 takes, I probably would have had more to work with, because, like, a lot of your first three takes were variations on the same emotion or so drastically different than I only had like one choice.
Right.
So I used the more subdued take. I didn't hate Bree in this. This isn't my favorite.
Yeah. No, by I didn't hate her. I just think it didn't work.
She had some lines where she was like really bitchy sounding, but it was too bitchy. So I couldn't use those either. I don't know. I didn't like Bogus. I didn't like you at all in this. Bree, you weren't. I didn't think you were bad in this, but I didn't think you were great in this either.
I think Bogus kind of made you sound worse because
yeah,
you sounded bipolar compared to how he was like giving his lines.
Yeah, and like again, if you guys had again worked on this together, it would have I'm sure been a lot better.
Yeah,
wasn't my favorite thing I've heard tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay, done. Next is Russ and Faded Phantom. This is from something called The Label that Snowfender and I co-wrote. And Snowfender mixed this scene. Russ is like this record executive who's trying to give his star an image makeover to be more like a Lady Gaga, and he's also dating the star too. And then Faded's like his assistant. She works under him, but they've been friends for a long time, so they kind of have like a level relationship, even though she's technically inferior to him on the chain of command. So yeah, that's what this is about. So Russ and Faded, take it away.
I just don't see why we have to...
Studies show that the public is into Lady Gaga right now in a big way. Now, what does Lady Gaga represent? What is Lady Gaga really saying?
I am edgy. I might be nuts.
Don't be ridiculous. That's not what he's saying at all. What he is saying is that he's not afraid of his sexuality. I think Jasmine could benefit from that.
Jasmine has never struck me as someone who's afraid of her sexuality, per se. Also, Lady Gaga is a female.
Ah, I get it. Yes! Let's assume Lady Gaga were a female. How can we transpose her vibe over to Jasmine? What we need Jasmine to be is a female Lady Gaga.
No, Ian. Lady Gaga really is a female.
Right. I get the visualization we're doing. I'm not an idiot.
No, of course you're not.
Now listen, what can we do with her that she hasn't done yet?
Not perform oral sex?
Now you're just being crass.
I'm sorry, Ian. This is becoming redundant and tiresome. If you want to change her look and image, fine. But trying to gank Lady Gaga's style isn't going to do Jasmine any favors.
Why not?
Lady Gaga was a songwriter before she became an artist. She worked at a label. Jasmine worked at Medieval Times. Do you understand the difference here?
I hardly see where Jasmine's ability to ride a horse and serve food in the dark is going to help us.
No, Jasmine isn't the issue in your little comparison. Lady Gaga has talent.
That is debatable, Haley.
The public opinion is what matters here. I realize you're still bitter about the whole Dayton fiasco.
All I wanted him to do was sign my lower back so I could get it tattooed over. I am an important man, Haley.
So because she wouldn't sign your lower back, that makes her talentless?
I'm an important man, Haley.
It seems to me that if we could get Jasmine to exude the same sort of sexuality that Gaga has...
There is a difference between sluttiness and sexuality.
So you're calling your girlfriend a slut?
No, just listen to what I am saying. What Jasmine needs right now is to be more like Gaga. I want you to come up with 15 designs or things we can put on her face by 5 p.m.
I'm sure she has never had anything on her face before.
If you're referring to what I think you are, I don't care for your tone. She always uses a knife and fork and napkins. Jasmine is not a sloppy eater.
It's not the going in that I expect is messy. It's the throwing it back up.
We're here to discuss ways of bolstering Jasmine's image, not tearing it down.
Well, you're the one that's dating her. Can't you just take parts of her actual personality and shine a spotlight on those?
Trust me, that would not be something that would endear her to the public. I was brainstorming the other day, and I was like, and it just hit me. What will make my Jasmine more irresistible than she already is? Image makeover. And we're doing it ex-Tina style. Make her a little bit dirty.
You know, that's actually not a terrible idea. And with her talent, she's really got nothing to lose.
I thought so, too. I think. Wait, what?
Your brilliant plan, Ian? We're wasting time.
I didn't know you thought I was brilliant. And I thought, what better way to do that than to consult a man who really knows dirty? Brittany, bring in our guest, please.
All right, this was co-written by Snowfender, and this was mixed by Snowfender.
All right.
Yeah, that's, I just thought I would give props.
Class act. No.
Huh?
Okay, number one, Russ, you sounded like a creepy old man.
Oh, I love that voice he was using, though.
I mean, like, 90 years old.
It was a nice change from the normal,
like, yeah.
He does. I saw him, like, could see him with, like, a cigar and stuff.
Number two, make her a little bit dirty. Freak me the fuck out.
It's a ringtone. It's ringtone material.
I do want it as a ringtone. Like, it'll be my text message tone. Dirty.
This actually came off a lot drier than I envisioned it. Like, I gave you guys a scene, Russ especially, because Russ, you're usually so, like, big and over the top. And then you went, like real kind of, like, subdued with it.
Yeah. But Faded, like, I think the subduedness worked, though, because she's sort of supposed to be the straight man, though, right?
Yeah, like, Faded's character is supposed to be subdued, and then Ian's kind of, like, broad, but it was a choice you guys made, and I think you worked well within that choice together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about this.
I don't know. I kind of really liked Faded in this.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't like her. I didn't like you so much at first, Faded. Like, the first couple of lines were kind of awkward to me. But then, like, as it went on, it got a lot better.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't good to begin with, but all I remember is how it sort of ended and how it was in the middle.
Yeah.
Russ, I feel like your reads on some of the lines were awkward and not in a good way. Not, like, in a funny way, but more of in a just awkward way. Like, the studies show that the public is into Lady Gaga right now in a big way. Now, what does Lady Gaga represent? What is she really, or what is Lady Gaga really saying? That line came off really, like, awkward to me.
Well, like, you're brainstorming in this, and I felt like
it didn't sound very train of thought.
Yeah, like, normally when you have an idea, like, you're real excited about it, but it was just kind of, like, real, like, low energy.
Yeah.
I don't know, but, like, certainly we've heard worse tonight.
Yeah.
So, I didn't hate either of you. I wasn't over the moon about, you guys in general, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So good job, I guess.
All right.
I have nothing else to say.